Nau mai, hoki mai, kei te whakarongo koe ki te reo irirangi pōho he parakuhi tēnei, your 95BFM Breakfast. Now, I had the pleasure when I was down in Te Whanganui Ātara a couple of weeks ago to go and see Waiora Te Ukaipō, The Homeland, which is a beautiful theatre show written and directed by Hone Kouka, originally premiered 30 years ago and has now been revitalised as part of the Aotearoa New Zealand Festival of the Arts and Te Ahurei Toi o Tāmaki Auckland Arts Festival. It's on now in Tāmaki Makaurau until the 22nd of March at ASB Waterfront Theatre. I can't recommend enough that you go and see it. And I was very, very lucky to sit down with Hone Kouka and talk a little bit about what it's been like to revitalise the show. We're going to listen to that kōrero now. I was lucky enough to see Waiora Te Ukaipō in Te Whanganui Ātara last week, and oh my gosh,
Oh, wow. It
just blew me away.
Oh wow, we'll have a good kōrero then. No?
Yeah, I'm excited. As soon as I saw it, I was like, okay, I got to get into this. It honestly brought me to tears, and I think that's true for a lot of people that witness this, eh?
Yeah, very, very much so. It has this knack of opening everyone up, you know, and after a while you're going, why am I having a tangi? And it feels good, if that makes sense. Yeah. So it's been effective that way, but also just it's been a joy for a senior artist to work at that level, and the quality of our artists that we're working with design, with actors, the whole works. It's fantastic. Yeah.
There's so much to get into because, you know, returning for the 30-year anniversary, I know a lot of people, I went with my whānau and my parents had seen the original back in the 90s. And so
A
lot of people, it's like, you know, talking about what's changed and what's different and how it will be received differently as well. But I wasn't around back then. So I'm wondering if you could run us through a little bit about what feels different for you about how the show is running, but also maybe just your feelings about approaching it again.
Oh, look, there was real trepidation in regards to approaching it, 30 years, you know. I just thought, oh, goodness, who would want to see something that's bought out and dusted off and shown, look, this is what we did 30 years ago, you know, that sort of thing. But once I started reading it and just thinking about now, and went, oh, goodness, there are some things that have changed. And it felt like a lot of it, especially the systematic racism and everything, has moved to the side. It really hasn't gone, you know, and I don't think it ever will. And that's one of the things that really came to me going, okay, we need to really look at this and keep opening it up. But, looking at it as a piece of writing as well, went, oh, bro, you did good, you know, that's a solid piece of, and then the feedback from people from this, revisiting it, going, wow, bro, it's a really nice piece of writing. So for me, that's a really a beautiful thing as well, just to remind myself, that's what you used to do all of the time, and now I'm more in leadership roles, so there was that. But it was also myself and our producer, Media George, who's also, the other part of Tawata, went, if we want to do this, we need to have partners, big partners, because we want to do this at scale, and really want to, in the 90s, we were used to seeing a lot of Māori work at that scale, and now you're not, you know, and so for me as a senior artist, that was one of the things too, to go for our young artists coming through. And there's an incredible amount and diversity of artists, Māori, Pacifica, you know, tangata tiriti, you know, artists coming through. And I've found also already with some of our young Māori going, like that matua. I went, yeah, but you do your version of it. It's just something to aim at. So, yeah, just to approach something and go, it has to be about quality and everything like that, and it has to talk to our communities. And that's what we found in Pōneke. Pōneke's my hometown, creatively, and it's a tough town, you know, and I like that. And what I mean by tough town, it's a tough, smart, critical, in a really great way audience. And, gee, they lapped it up, much like yourself and hopefully your whānau as well, you know, just to go, whoa, this is something we need to all look at, not just Māori, non-Māori, you know, Indigenous, right across the board, And the other thing that really touched me with it is that I just being reminded it's an immigrant story. Yeah, you know, so I had some people from other communities going, that's my dad or my mum, you know. We had to suppress ourselves, you know, in regards to assimilate, become part of the community and everything like that too. So, yeah, lots of things that woke me up when we got back to it. Yeah, yeah.
So much there. I love that whakaro about it being an immigrant story and not something that I originally sort of took from the play, but in reading how you approached it afterwards, it's sort of like, yeah, this is, you know, important for all of us to look at from a perspective of colonisation and the urban drift, but also on a greater scale, there's so much that everyone on this whenua can relate to there, eh?
Absolutely.
I'm curious, you know, approaching this after the 30-year anniversary. I know that the story itself, when you wrote it, is deeply personal to you and your whānau and was sort of wrapped up in a lot of grief around your dad's passing. But I'm sure that, you know, with having that family unit, approaching it now as a papa as well and working with Marira in the play now, you know, do you find yourself reckoning and sort of relating to different characters of the story now?
Yeah, it's interesting you say that. So Mariri was a baby 30 years ago. She toured with us to the UK and everything. And it does shift you, you know, and looking at a work, you know, part of me goes, gee, you're old. And the boys go, gee, you're old, bro. You go, 30 years, bring something back. But it also feels fresh. And that's the thing that surprised me about it. That even though it is set in the 60s, so if you thought about it, you go, wow, so it's 30 years since we did something set in the 60s, so it's at least 60 years backwards. Mm. But a lot of people in the response is going, we're dealing with a lot of this now, you know, and family dynamics, you know, that's actually the thing that I've loved going back to it. So when I read it, when I wrote it, I read A Death of a Salesman about 14, 15 times because I wanted to write a really strong, at the centre of it, family story. And Arthur Miller, as a playwright, is incredible in regards to doing that.
Yeah.
So that going back to it again, going, yeah, it is. Every whānau member has their journey in the play, you know, and it has an end result. And the final end result is the whānau comes together, you know, and they're united in regards to being Māori, basically. You know, and you can relate that to any culture, you know, being Syrian or being Samoan or whatever it may be. So as a family unit, it was great coming back to it and going, yeah, it is relevant because families are families are families. You know, and they're ongoing, and you have your tensions in there and everything like that as well. Yesterday we had one of our last dress rehearsals, I suppose, and we had the kaumātua from ATC, Hari Williams, you know, very esteemed journalist and academic and writer, and just having one of our kaumātua afterwards, his kōrero that it's super connected with him. He was from that period and that time. You know, and so having him and then having our youngest Huia Rauri, who's 19, you know, and her talking about the play too, going, oh yeah, I see this in my friends, you know, of their different communities and what they're dealing with, and for her as a young wahine Māori, you know, so yeah, it just, it seems to be able to connect with a really wide cross-section of people.
Some of the young talent on stage is just outstanding. It feels as though, you know, from the outside, there must have been so much sort of intergenerational learning going on in the process of making this happen.
Oh, there was. And lots of jibing as well, you know? So, yeah. Which was beautiful. And that's what a whānau does.
Yeah.
And it's not just the cast, it's our technical crew as well, who are all very much part of, and that's one of the way that media and I really work, is that we're all whānau in this. So you see them peeling the potatoes in the play, yeah? In the end, well, at halftime, our production manager goes and puts it in the fryer, cooks up the chips, and so there's a kai to whakanoa at the end of the play.
Oh, karawe, you know? That's so, so cool.
Yeah, so exactly, something really simple like that,
yeah,
that's in the play, but it allows us just to return back to this space, you know, and to manaaki and care and whakawhanaungatanga for our people, because they go there, the actors, you know. Mm. I just go, wow, that's big. Those are big places you're going to, all right. Of you. After a kai and settle, then the jibes and the jokes, the generational things keep coming back. So, yeah, no, it's really great.
It was such a beautiful show, and I'm so excited for Tāmaki Makaurau to have the opportunity to see it on until the 22nd of March at the ASB Waterfront Theatre. Kia ora, Ehone. Thank you so much for making the time for a kōrero today.
No problem. Real pleasure as well. Kia ora.
Thank you so much, Hone Kouka, for joining me for our kōrero. That was such a lovely chat, and I really, really enjoyed Waiora Te Ukaipō, The Homeland. It's on now at the ASB Waterfront Theatre in Tāmaki Makaurau until the 22nd of March. You can get tickets from the Auckland Arts Festival website.